Another action-packed day of Specsavers County Championship action has resulted in quite some movement in the standings. Not so much at the top of Division 1, where Middlesex are 26 points clear after beating Durham yesterday, but behind them Surrey are up to third after they beat Warwickshire by 226 runs at Edgbaston. Yorkshire drew with Lancashire, making no attempt at a victory target late in the day, as they scored 188 without loss in their second innings, and Hampshire's 176-run win over Nottinghamshire means they are off the bottom of the table at their opponent's expense. Brad Wheel took 6 wickets as Stephen Mullaney's century went in vain. Essex are well clear in Division 2 after wrapping up victory over Derbyshire by an innings and 62 runs, and also winning by an innings was Sussex, who claimed the 1 wicket they needed against Gloucestershire early in the day. Leicestershire are now in second after drawing against Northamptonshire, but the story of the day came at New Road, where Owen Morgan, that's Owen spelled O-W-E-N by the way, became the first Glamorgan player to score a century as night watchman, eventually going on to hit the winning runs as they sealed a 5-wicket win, just their second victory of the season. Elsewhere around the circuit today, there was good news for Durham, who will have Ben Stokes available for this weekend's T20 Blast, and bad news for Warwickshire and Essex, for whom Boyd Rankin and Dan Lawrence have suffered injuries that will keep them out of action for some time. Rankin has a leg fracture and his season is over, while Brown's hamstring problem will see him sidelined for up to a month. Needless to say, both will miss tomorrow's Royal London One Day Cup quarter-final between the two sides.